and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up this week, well, later, we're going to be talking the FA Trophy and the second round this weekend, as we'll be joined by Thomas Feeney, non-league journalist from the other side of the Pennines, as well as some managers who will be looking to progress through to the third round of the FA Trophy. We've got Michael Clegg joining us from Ashton United, Liver City's Jonathan Rimmington, and Cal Jarrett at Mash United. We're also trying to get hold of Neil Young at Marine as well. And we're going to be talking to some new managers, in particular, Matt Beasley at Warrington. And we're hopefully going to try as well and get Dennis Green on from Grantham Town. But that's at time of recording. That's the plan. And speaking of plans, it's now time for Plan A. Mr. Plan A himself, James Hayes, joins us now. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are we doing?
All right. Where am I going with that intro, really? But we got you on, James, to talk about the results from last weekend in the league. Shall we start by talking about the title race? 2 points separating the top four now. Matlock Town, South Shields, Buxton and Bamber Bridge in that order at the moment in the league table. Firstly, let's talk about the current league leaders. Matlock Town, this is a good point, this, I think. Away at Morpeth, tough game for Matlock. A 0-0 draw. Good result?
Well, Morpeth continuing the great form at the moment, but in the grand scheme of things, yes, but they've missed a bit of an opportunity there to increase the gap a little bit.
So Matlock Town, top of the pile at the moment on 40 points. South Shields capitalised on those 2 points, dropped. Maybe you could word it like that. I don't necessarily think it's that bad a result going to Morpeth and drawing. But South Shields capitalising on that 2 point deficit there that Matlock left open on Saturday afternoon. South Shields beating Gainsborough Trinity by 3-1. At the same time, Buxton suffered a defeat, their first league defeat of the season, away at the Giant Axe at Lancaster City. And also, I'm going to throw in the mix, Bamber Bridge beating Witton Albion by 4-1. Witton Albion going down to 10 men towards the end of that game, but Bamber Bridge, they're scoring 4 goals, 3 of which were very late on in the day. But it doesn't half set up a top of the table here, doesn't it? 2 points separating these four sides. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, South Shields has come back from being rolled down really early on in the game as well. But it's the Buxton one, and that's the big result for me for the weekend, because I think Andrew Snape called it last week as well. Then that Lancaster could cause a bit of an upset. But there's quite a few drops, opportunities they have this week, Buxton, especially with the midweek game as well. So
yeah. Well, the midweek game, Buxton 1, Nantwich Town 1. Huge result, that one. Morgan Jamie there scoring right towards the end of that game. We mentioned Buxton there. Let's talk about how important that is for Nantwich Town, because Nantwich were beaten on Saturday afternoon at Scarborough Athletic by 3-0. The manner of that draw on Tuesday night, that could be the spark that Nantwich Town need.
Yeah, I mean, they went 4 unbeaten at the beginning of the month, 2 wins and 2 draws to keep them outside the relegation zone, really. But that seems to be Nantwich's issue this season, where they've just, again, I don't know if it's due to injuries, but that was a massive result for them in the midweek game. Yeah, watching the highlights against Scarborough, fantastic free kick for Ryan Watson for the second goal to win that game. But it's anyone's game at this moment in time. All it takes is a team to get on a 3-4-win run, and they're back up the top end of the table.
Let's talk about the rest of the division that one playoff spot at the moment, because Bamber Bridge, with that victory on Saturday, that 4-1 win over Witton Albion, they're now 5 points ahead of fifth-placed Whitby Town. Whitby Town with a draw on Saturday away at Basford United. Harry Green getting the equaliser in the last 12 minutes or so of that game after Kane Richards opened the scoring for the Nottinghamshire side. Warrington drew 2-2 as well against Mickleover. Good set of results for Mickleover recently. Dexter Walters there scoring 2 of the goals. Mickleover 2-0 up at half-time before Warrington got the equaliser to make it 2 apiece. And Warrington Town there and Whitby Town separated by 1 point. Whitby Town in the playoffs, Warrington just outside the playoffs. Shall we talk about Warrington?
They're unbeaten ones. Want to pay attention to it at this moment in time. Seven on the bounce now without a defeat.
After that result there and this past week, Warrington Town's manager, Paul Carden, left the club to take over the role at AFC Telford United. Just to say, Big good luck to Paul Carden. He's been great, hasn't he? He always comes on the show, always great to listen to. And he's done a cracking job at Warrington. So best of luck to Cards in Shropshire. Warrington have moved quickly to replace Paul. And the assistant manager, Matt Beasley, has stepped up to become the new manager at Cantilever Park. And I caught up with Mark on Friday. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the football, big congratulations on your appointment at the club. How have you settled in this week? I mean, it's just a step up, I suppose, isn't it? So not too much of a transition.
No, not really. It's not like you're going to a new club. Obviously, I was there before this week, if you like. So no, it's not really been no massive difference. It's been sort of business as usual, and that's been the message to the lads. You know, let's carry on. You know, there's nothing real changed apart from me moving up, but everything else has stayed the same.
And when Cards made the decision to go to Telford, for you, was it a bit of a no-brainer, really, making that step up?
I wouldn't say it was a no-brainer, no. I think I had, you know, really positive talks with not just the chairman, but Paul. You know, Paul had a big influence on myself, and he has a big influence on the club. And, you know, the sort of guy he is, he wanted to make sure he left, but it was left in safe hands. And, you know, it was the discussion we had between ourselves that, you know, we come with a... this outcome, and I think it's the best outcome for everyone, really.
And, because you're not new to the role, I could talk to you basically about all the previous results and that, because you were very much involved in getting Warrington to the next round of the FA Trophy. A good 2-0 win over Chasetown. Could have been a tricky game, that one, but professionally handled and safely through to the next round. How was that game?
Yeah, it was a tough game. I think if I remember, it was a bit of a strange game, because we scored, I think, after about 50 seconds or a minute, and then it was a bit end-to-end. For the first 20 minutes, I think they had some good opportunities, and for us, we were a bit open, and I think a little bit better finishing from their point of view. You know, they drew level, and then from then on, I think we sort of controlled the game, and we had some really, really good chances, and we didn't, you know, if you like, kill them off. And you're always open for that at 1-1, especially in a cup tie. So thankfully, we got the second goal, and that was sort of finished the game off. But, you know, for the first 20 minutes, it was end-to-end, and they had some really good opportunities that on another day they take, and we're up against it.
Yeah, so that sets up this weekend's tie in the FA Trophy, which we'll come to in a minute, the mop-up match. But generally, when it comes to the league positioning and that, I mean, you've taken over with Warrington just outside the playoffs, very nippy-tuck with Whitby Town, but there's a big gap to the rest, isn't there? So, I mean, what's your thoughts on where Warrington are at the moment as we head towards Christmas?
I don't take much, you know, we're not big table watchers. You know, myself and Paul have never really been like that. You know, obviously, you know, you've got an idea who's up and around you, but we're not a big table watcher. I couldn't tell you how many points other teams are on. I couldn't tell you, you know, how many points we are from the top or how many points we are from 10th. It doesn't really take that much, you know, this time of year still. I still think it's early, not even half a season in. I still think it's a little bit early to be panicking or congratulating yourself. I think you've just got to, you know, keep going with what we're doing. We've been on a decent run of late. We just need to keep that going, really. And the league table and points, they look after themselves.
You could park the league form, though, this weekend, can't you? Because you've got this game with Morpeth. This is a tricky game, though, isn't it? I mean, what's your thoughts on it?
Very tricky game, yeah. They're a really, really good outfit. In my opinion, they will come strong in the second half of the season. And I think I said to him on another show that wouldn't surprise me if they end up in playoff contention come April. So, you know, they've got a good squad. They always have. They had a poor start by their standards. But, you know, if you look at their form over the last eight to ten games, they've been really, really good. And I think we couldn't have had much of a tougher game.
So with regards to yourself and this game this weekend and you know, I know managers one game at a time and all that, but just the general feeling, is it just going to be steady as she goes now at Warrington? Hopefully get through to the next round, keep up with the playoffs, maybe even challenge the four teams up at the top. Is that the plan for yourself in the coming weeks and months?
I think, you know, without sounding too much of a cliche, I think it is, you know, that... You know, we're focusing on this game tomorrow, there being a cup tie, and we want to get through. And then, you know, we'll then start looking at the league fixtures coming up. And say, you know, speak about it to anyone in this league. Anyone can beat anyone in this league this season. It's a really tough, competitive league. You know, top can beat bottom, and bottom can beat top. You know, I wouldn't say any game where you go into it thinking, well, we'll comfortably win here. You know, you've got to be confident in your own players. But I think it's such a strong competitive league. It's a cracking league. So I think we just have to focus on each game when it comes up and take it from there, really.
And final question, Mark. Big game tomorrow. How much are you looking forward to taking charge at Cantilever Park?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a really good week this week of training. I've had a lot of well-wished messages, and I just want to, really get the first game out of the way and get stuck into it, really.
Matt Beasley there, the brand new manager at Warrington Town, speaking to us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And later, we'll be talking about the FA Trophy in a bit more detail with Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. Let's go back to the results from last week in the NPL Premier Division, as James Hayes is still with us. Stafford Rangers are 5 points behind Warrington Town, 6 points behind Whitby Town and the player position. Stafford Rangers with a good 1-0 win at the South Stephen Stadium. Joe Cuff there scoring on 20 minutes for Stafford. So Stafford Rangers picking up 3 points. That sees them on the same number of points as Scarborough. Scarborough did drop 3 points midweek. We'll cover off Atherton Colls in a bit more detail. But who would have said, James, heading in towards December, that Stafford Rangers would be the ones who were leading the charge for the rest of the division with regards to the playoffs? Because at the moment, they're the best of the rest at this stage.
Yeah, and they picked up the points where they mattered. They're beating Whitby, beating Lancaster City when they were in that same sort of position in the table, points against Batesford, Ash United at the right time. So they're doing what they need to do, really. That's be interesting how they manage with like South Shields, Blackrock and FC United coming up.
Well, the last result for Stafford Rangers in the league, as we discussed there, was that win over Grantham Town. Grantham Town, incidentally, this past week have appointed Dennis Green as their brand new manager, formerly of AFC Telford United, incidentally. And let's hear from Dennis now. I caught up with Dennis Green, the brand new manager at Grantham Town, on Friday. Well, Dennis, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations on your appointment at Grantham Town. How are you settling in?
Yeah, it's like going back to, when I joined Telford 6 weeks ago, it was hectic for the first 4 or 5 days. Well, obviously, when you join a new club, that's what happens. And I was just settling down at Telford, and now I've got exactly the same process again. So going into a new club, meeting them all, finding out about the players, seeing the areas where we're short. So, yeah, it's, lots of phone calls from different types of people now to try and, help you or try and find your players. So it's always very hectic when you first go in.
And obviously, your managerial career is a brilliant CV with regards to the clubs you've managed. And you spoke about how, that Telford interim position, it gave you a bit of a buzz back for management. So have you still got that buzz heading into this job now at the South Stephen Stadium?
Yeah, even more so. Yeah, I mean, what it was, after coming out of Boston, I sort of got into golf, and then the pandemic came in, and I was playing golf 5 or 6 times a week, and I was sort of putting football one side when the pandemic came in, and all of a sudden time drifted by, and then all of a sudden it's sort of like 2 or 3 years before you haven't done anything. And then when I got the call out of the blue at Telford, getting back involved in a Conference North again and the atmosphere and, everything back to normal again with fans in and everything else, yeah, it just got me the buzz back. So I really enjoyed it. So I was really grateful to get the opportunity at Grantham because, sometimes the manager, once you lose your job, you sometimes can be out of work for another 6 months to a year. So it's really great to get straight back in.
So what's your assessment on Grantham Town? You're more than aware of the league position in that, but they have pulled out a couple of good results this season. So clearly, when the team wants to play, it can produce results. So what's your assessment early doors on the squad?
Yeah, there's no hiding the fact it needs a hell of a lot of work. We trained for the first time last night, and we're certainly short in a lot of areas. So, when you play 19 games, you've only won 3. Most teams can win 1 game in 7 when you go and have a great day. But for us to get out of this mess, we need to be having a great day, 1 game in 2, or worse, 1 game in 3, because I think we need like 10 wins potentially to stay up. So we can't afford to have another 3 wins the next 19 games. So the squad has to change. There's no magic formula in football half of the time. If you recruit well, then you've got a good chance of success. If you recruit poorly, then you're not going to have a good chance of success. So recruitment is key. The players I get in, and hopefully, if I get it right, then we'll be fine. I mean, we've got 23 games. It seems a lot, but it's not. I can assure you, they go very quickly. And if you don't get points quickly, it can run away from you.
kind of good news is, though, Dennis, when you look at the league table, obviously it's 7 points to the rest of the division, but that is to the rest of the division because it's awfully, awfully tight. So, you know, if you do get a run of form going, it will start to panic teams who aren't that far away from you when it does get that close.
Yeah, it's certainly doable, but, you know, not only are we 7 points adrift, but we've probably played two more games than four or five of the teams down there as well. So if they get one result out of them games, then potentially we're 10 points adrift. So, we miss potentially a bit more than seven, but, you know, obviously doable because, you know, if you win two on the spin, all of a sudden you're really close to them. So, yeah, it's doable. We just got to win football matches. That's all. It's simple as that. You know, if we can get a team together in the next 2 or 3 weeks that can be consistent, then and we can go and win football matches, you can soon get on a ride and all of a sudden you've won 3 or 4 games. And you're worrying about nothing below you, and you're looking above. So it sounds easy sometimes, but we've certainly got the games to do it. 23 games gives me a good chance to get us out of this problem.
And clearly it sounds like you're going to be, we'll get to the match this weekend, but you're going to be very, very busy. And the Twitter feed's going to be very, very busy at Grantham, I'm imagining, as well, over the coming weeks.
Yeah, let's hope it's busy in a positive way. You know, this we brought 3 players in for this weekend. Hopefully we'll have another 3 players in next weekend. And, you know, as the weeks go on, we will improve, we will get better. There's no doubt about that. So can we get some points earlier at Scarborough? Who knows? You know, they lost in the week there. Their home form has been not very good, to be quite fair. They've done better away from home. So it's not something that we're frightened of going to Scarborough. And it's certainly something we're relishing. You know, we want to try and get in a run sooner rather than later. So we're going there to try and get a result.
And how much are you looking forward to this first game and the next few weeks or so to see what, you know, this reshaped Grantham Town's capable of?
Yeah, really looking forward to it because I get to see the players perform for the first time. And, you know, it's in an environment where you're sort of back in the Conference North. You know, Scarborough should be in there. They've got the facilities, the crowds to be in that environment. So it's nice that the first game you go into is in a proper setup because obviously there are a lot more teams in this league that don't have them kind of facilities, whereas in the Conference North, most of the clubs have those facilities. And it's nice when you turn up to nice stadiums, nice pitches, good atmosphere. It gets everyone going, the managers, the staff, the players. So rather than when you go to a game where there's only a couple of hundred people and the pitch is all chewed up, you know, it's not so exciting. But yeah, so it's a game we're looking forward to when you look at the what league you're in and you look at the games. You go FC United of Manchester, Scarborough, South Shield, you start, they're the away games that you get excited about, you know, good crowds and good stadiums.
Dennis Green there, manager of Grantham Town, speaking to us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Dennis Green's got a tough job there. There's a 7-point deficit to claw back. And then, you know, he's got to get them out of the relegation places. But he's got a good pedigree, hasn't he, Dennis Green? So if anyone could do it, he can do it.
He's got a big rebuilding job to do there. But again, looking at Grantham's next couple of games, takeaway this weekend, which might be a bit of a write-off for him, the points are there for him to be able to drag a few teams down. So it all depends on how quick he can get that squad to be developed to his playing standards and bring a few players in.
Let's go a bit higher up the table now and talk about Atherton Colls. They've had a good week, haven't they? We mentioned the midweek win over Scarborough, but a good 2-1 win as well over FC United with Luca Hansen scoring very late in the day to take all 3 points at Alder Street at the weekend. So Atherton Colls are now on 26 points. And this is what was... All the managers who at the moment might be under a bit of pressure and a couple of wins and it's all forgotten, isn't it? And Atherton Colls there, back on the same number of points now as Basford United and a point behind Scarborough and Stafford. So, I mean, what a week they've had.
Yeah, I mean, like, Atherton's last win before that was against Bamber Bridge and what exactly 1 month ago. Great time for him to get 2 wins like that and against 2 sides, into them a situation where they need to start picking up the points too. What a fantastic week it was for him there just to, again, get that morale up, get back on the board.
Just a couple more results to talk about. Let's talk about Radcliffe. 2-1 win for Radcliffe over Stalybridge Celtic. All the goals coming in the first 25 minutes in this game at Stainton Park. Radcliffe with another victory, now up to 13th. Leapfrogging over Witton Albion and FC United. Good weekend just gone for Radcliffe, James.
For both sides, that was a very going to be an interesting match. I think Radcliffe needed to win more than Stalybridge did.
Who knows at the minute what's happening below the likes of Radcliffe and Stalybridge Celtic, because it's with that result of the weekend, the last result we need to talk about, Hyde United beating Ashton United by 2-1. That saw Hyde United temporarily outside the automatic relegation spot. Nantwich, obviously, with the draw midweek, got themselves back out again. But there's nothing separating this bottom end of the table at the moment. It's like we said about Atherton Coles, a couple of results and, you know, you're up the table and that means someone has to replace you. So it's a great result, though, isn't it, for Hyde United in a local derby there against Ashton?
Yeah, and again, one they needed just to stay abreast with everyone, especially the fact when the teams are going to Hyde as well. Don't forget, with the 4G pitch, as long as it doesn't snow, they're going to be playing there. And Hyde is exactly in that in cold weather. Hyde is exactly a nice place to go and play from experience.
Whoa, I think first would be with that.
As in weather wise, it can get quite cold there.
What, then where you live? You live in the hills? Yes. Give over.
Exactly. Again, I've got lots of football at Bosley.
That is cold. Yeah.
Obviously, Hyde's biggest problem at the moment is converting away form. If Jim Donnan can sort that out, Hyde will be a major threat.
Just before you go, big weekend to come in both league and the FA Trophy. How can people keep across it all?
Facebook.com/Northern Premier League, Twitter @Northern Premier League, which will have updates for all the FA Trophy games this weekend as well. TikTok, official Northern Premier League, and with the live independent via football web pages.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week, but it's now time to look at the future. And joining me now for a bit of a fixture preview for this weekend's matches in both league and trophy, it's a welcome back to the show to non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. It's Mr. Thomas Feeney. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Hello, mate. I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
I've got a bit of a cold, as many listeners.
I can tell. Yeah. It's a bit snuffly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit snuffly. It's a bit Frank Sidebottom. But yeah, I'm nearly at the end of the show. There's just several managers we've got to interview and yourself. And then we're done. Let's just hit the ground running. We'll talk about the FA Trophy shortly. We are going to be catching up with the managers at Ashton United, Liversidge, Marsh United and Marine heading into their matches in the second round of the FA Trophy shortly. But, Thomas, let's start with the league firstly. There's six matches this weekend. Let's start with game of the day, Bamber Bridge. Oh, is that game of the day? I was going to say Bamber Bridge against Basford, but Stafford Rangers against South Shields looks pretty enticing. Let's go with the team sitting in second, firstly. South Shields, Matt Locktown, not in action this weekend when it comes to the league. So the door is a bit ajar for South Shields. There's easier places to go to. An informed Stafford Rangers who want to catch up with the playoff places. They're not too far away if results go a certain way this weekend. So big game for South Shields and Stafford Rangers this weekend at Marston Road.
Yeah, and a lot on the line going into these games as well, because I think when you look at with Stafford, they got a good win last weekend, a tough game with the circumstance of the other team. And in terms of that top of the table, with Matlock not having a game, you're all of a sudden looking, you know, there's South Shields, Buxton, Bamber Bridge, you know, they're all looking, thinking this weekend we could end it top of the league. So there's certainly a lot on the line going into these games.
Yeah, with South Shields in action against a tough opponent in Stafford Rangers, Buxton are also in action. They're at home to Witton Albion. Buxton currently sitting 1 point off top spot with a game in hand on both Matlock and South Shields. But Buxton did draw midweek against Nantwich Town. Wasn't the best of games for them with a player getting sent off and Morgan Jamie scoring right at the death in that game. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this one?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's kind of one of those games. If they see out that match against Nantwich, you look at it and think it's a really good, hard fought, you know, with the circumstance again with what happened, it's a good 1-0 win, you know, and Jamie Ward getting another goal, but conceding just right at the last. I mean, must have been a real flat dressing room afterwards, because they were so close to being top of the table come the end of that evening. So I think there's certainly a lot on the line. And I think you look at Witten, it is such a congested table. That bottom half of the table, there's so few points in it. I think, you know, you look at Hyde, who are 21st, to you can even go to like Basford at 9th, and there's 7 points in it. I mean, you know, so I think Witten will be looking at this and thinking, obviously Buxton have got some big games coming up and they've got a lot of games to fit in because of this FA Cup run. So they might look at it and think, bit disheartened at the midweek. Maybe now is a good time to play them. So it'll be a really interesting game to see what happens.
And going back to your earlier point, Thomas, about, you know, who could be top of the table, there's four different teams who could be top of the table 5 o'clock on Saturday. And that takes us to the fourth team, Bamber Bridge, currently 2 points off top spot. Bamber Bridge this weekend taking on Basford United. And you're quite right in highlighting the fact that, you know, Basford United, the 7 points from the playoff positions, but they're not too far off the relegation places either. Everyone in that mid-table pack, they need to win, basically, and make it a bit easier. But also, Basford have got aspirations to be in the playoffs. So this is a tough game for Bamber Bridge.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, this is what makes it, to me, you know, the NPL Premier. You always seem to get this, where at this stage you've got a lot of teams that, you know, they go on a good run. They could easily get into them playoff places, easily be going up the table. If they go on a bad run, they could easily be in them relegation places. And it does make it so fascinating. You know, I think you look at the aspirations that Basford have. Obviously, they're looking up rather than down. But it's a really tough game for both teams. And I think it really is a tough one to call as well, because I think both will be going in thinking, yeah, with the aspirations both teams have got, they've got to put this down as a game that they'll be disappointed if they don't win. So it'll be fascinating to see what happens.
And FC United taking on Mickleover this weekend. There's only 3 points separating these two sides. FC United do have a game in hand, though, over Mickleover. They had a good run of form, FC. Then they've hit this bump in the road in recent weeks as well. But they are back at Broadhurst Park. So I'm imagining Neil Reynolds will be hopeful for a win here. But Mickleover, they themselves have hit a good run with that draw over Warrington and the win over Atherton.
Yeah, and I think for FC United, obviously, you know, you'll know this as much as anyone, that the start of the season, there's all this optimism again for FC United to be pushing and trying to win the league potentially, you know, with the work that Reynolds has been able to do. And it, for me, was really going to be interesting if they hit this kind of bad patch and how they get out of it. So, you know, this is a real challenge for Neil Reynolds and his team, because the aspirations and the expectations are certainly that they're going to be a lot higher than where they are right now. And, you know, you look at Mickleover and how last season was going and kind of where they were and the great run of form they were on, and now they've hit this thing. But now all of a sudden they, you know, like you were saying, they've just started to pick up a few results. So this is another really interesting game. And again, because this table is so congested and so compact, you know, you are literally looking at two really good wins, and all of a sudden, you know, you're challenging for them playoff places. Two bad defeats, and you really are, you know, scrapping out near them relegation zone. So it's just fascinating to see where this season's going for so many of these teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem Mickleover have got at the moment is just how many games they've played. They've played three more than Morpeth, two more than Nantwich, and a game more than Hyde United and Grantham. Speaking of Hyde United, they're taking on Gainsborough Trinity this weekend. 1 point separating these two teams. Both huge clubs at non-league level. Certainly at this step of the game, that's for sure. Big game, this one. Crucial game for both clubs. You're going to go maybe Gainsborough a little bit, being at home. But Hyde United, they had a good win last weekend, didn't they? So
yeah, I mean, you know, you look at Gainsborough's home form. It's, what, one loss in nine? You look at Hyde United's away form, it's one win in nine. And kind of you would think that Gainsborough would be going into this thinking, right, we've got to capitalise on how good our home form is. And I think for both these teams, it's just a case of one side of it isn't too bad, you know, either home or away, while the other side is clearly not good enough. And, you know, I think for Jim Gannon, he'll probably be looking and thinking, he's come in, Hyde, you know, they've had a lot of problems with injuries, you know, they've had to make quite a lot of temporary recruitment and everything. And I think that's had a real impact, because, you know, the work that Jim Gannon did at Stockport was he likes to build, you know, slowly build. And I think he'll say it's kind of a case right now of just get through this period where you've got the injuries. For Gainsborough, I think Shaw will have, he knew this was going to be a tough test, but they've got to keep that home form going, because, you know, obviously their away form right now isn't good enough in terms of, you know, wanting to come to the end of the season and not be, you know, with any threat of relegation.
And final league game this weekend, Dennis Green's gone in at Grantham Town this week. Tough test in his first game away at Scarborough Athletic this weekend. Scarborough, 6 points from the playoffs with a game in hand as well. It's kind of all come together, hasn't it, for Jonathan Greening? It's not been spectacular, but they've quietly been getting on with it, haven't they? And you know, you wouldn't put it past them on the other side of Christmas to be challenging right in the playoffs. But for Grantham, they need results quickly, don't they? Because we've said how close it is in that mid-table pack from 21st right up to Stafford Rangers, really, in 7th. But Grantham are way off that at the moment. They need to claw it back, don't they?
Yeah, and it really is a case of they are at the minute the team that are cut adrift. You know, everyone else is kind of in this bubble of, you know, the ones that are at the bottom to mid-table to just by the playoffs. And then you've got Grantham on their own. And, you know, I think it's a fascinating move, this, because Dennis Green kind of got plucked by AFC Telford United, was named this temporary manager, and then they announced that it would be a temporary move, but it would remain temporary, and they just keep, you know, looking what was going to happen there. And he said that that kind of got his bug back for managing. And obviously with what's happened, you know, with Telford taking Warrington's boss, you've then got Dennis Green kind of looking for a job, and he's taken this Grantham one. And it'll be interesting to see just if he can, you know, you get a new manager and you get that, that obviously they're making big changes behind the scenes as well, whether that will have the required boost for Scarborough. A really frustrating result in midweek where they get a penalty right at the last minute and hits the post, and kind of, you know, definitely for them, they'll have seen that as a point. Well, definitely a negative result, you know, in terms of how close they were to getting something from it. So it'll be interesting to see if both these teams can have the required reaction that they'll see that they need.
Well, that's the league. Second round of the FA Trophy is also taking place this weekend. So firstly, and this is a game I know that you'll be very interested in, Thomas, Ashton United taking on Guiseley. We'll get your thoughts in a second, Thomas, but let's hear from the manager now at Ashton United. It's a welcome back to the show to Michael Clegg. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us. Before we get to the second round of the FA Trophy, let's talk about the last round against Sutton Coldfield. Could have been a big banana skin, that one, but you navigated it quite comfortably in the end. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was all right. It was played in tough conditions. It had hammered down pitch, were really bad, cut up really quickly. And we just did the job, really. It could have been more, probably should have been more, missed the penalty, hit the woodwork a few times. And we didn't play particularly well. But it's one of them, isn't it? You know, it's a decent scoreline and you just move on.
And with regards to the form, I think we caught up not too long before that game, actually. You've been on a good run of form, haven't you, quite recently? It's been all right, hasn't it? And is that down to, I mean, you spoke, last time we spoke, it was about the players coming back from injury and that. Has that been the main driving force of this
resurgence? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and when we was getting beaten, we had lads unavailable. We drew a lot of games and we only lost by the odd goal. So we knew we weren't miles off, and then we've had a really, really good run. I think we've lost 2 in 13 now or something like that in all comps. So, yeah, we're in a good place. We've picked up a couple of little knocks again this week and what have you. But we're just in a better place as a whole, and some lads are hitting some real form. So it's been enjoyable. It's been an enjoyable few weeks.
What do you make of the position Ashton United finds itself in now? Because you're in this bubble, let's call it, of a number of clubs who are not too far away from each other. You can go from Stafford Rangers in 7th all the way down to Hyde United in 21st. There's not too much separating everyone, really. And getting a run of form going, we've seen it with yourselves up to 16th now.
Yeah, definitely. And to be honest, there's just not much between all the sides this year. I think you'd be hard to find a more competitive league anywhere in the country, I'll be honest. You couldn't pick 3 results every weekend in our league. They're just so up and down. And you can go and win on a Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, and you see a team who was like lingering near the bottom going top half at league. So it has been a strange one. There's nobody really, I'd say, out of form either. Everyone seems to grab a win here and there. And so it's just tough. I think, you know, the teams in our league now, they're so well run. Everyone's got good managers, good staff. You know, they go and do the bits. They're out watching games. And I think the league should get a lot of credit for that. Every manager I know in the league works so hard, and all the other leagues as well. But I think all the teams are coming a lot more organised and nullifying each other a lot more. And that's obviously down to the time that everyone puts in away from football.
And we'll come to the FA Trophy game in a second this weekend. But just your general feeling about, which direction Ashton United are looking in now, because now you're getting players back, and you know, apart from the Hyde United result last weekend, generally the mood's good at the club. So are you starting to reevaluate now and retarget yourselves for the second half of the season, or is it?
No, I think for us it's just still just a game at a time. So like my only focus now is Guiseley Saturday. After that, my focus will be the next league game on Tuesday night, and that's how we've been. And I think you start looking too far ahead, and that can catch up with you. We just want to just prepare as well as we can for the next game, and that's what we've done in our good run. So we'll just continue to do that. But like you say, I mean, a few wins you're looking up, and a few losses you are looking over your shoulder again. But I honestly think it could take 35 to 40 points stay up in our league this year. Yeah, quite, I really do.
Quite easily, I think. And just yeah. Let's talk about Guiseley then. This is a horrible game for Guiseley, to say the least. I mean, what you, without giving too much away, how's the game plan shaping up for this weekend?
Well, we hope it's an horrible afternoon for Guiseley, but I mean, obviously you look at them in the FA Cup and on Chester on Tuesday night, they'll be coming to our place full of beans and they'll be favourites, and rightly so. But we know that if we're on it, we can make it an uncomfortable afternoon for anyone. We proved that last year in this comp. We knocked out South Shields, York City. You know, we'll be looking to take a scalp on Saturday. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. I know how well organised guys are. I know a couple of lads behind the scenes there, and they'll know everything about us. And we'll just be looking to unsettle them. We've got a lot of pace in the team, so they're going to have to deal with that at some point. But they've got some great players as well. So it's going to be a tough afternoon for us, and we hope we can make it a tough afternoon for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the FA Trophy, not too many games away now, is it? From the really big clubs joining the fray. So, I mean, you're looking forward to that side of things. I'll get too carried away, as you say.
Definitely. I think, obviously, if you get through Saturday, the next one's the week before Christmas, isn't it? I think the 18th. So we'd love to still be in the app for that. We're in the semi-final of the Manchester Cup. We'd love to beat guys this Saturday and get through. And then we'd obviously want to climb the league, because it was a really poor opening 8 weeks for us. So we just want to be winning football matches, Ben.
Michael Clegg there, manager of Ashton United, speaking to me on Thursday. Thomas, what's your thoughts on this game? This is a big banana skin for guys, to say the least.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, you look at the form that Ashton were in not too long ago, and then all of a sudden they've been able to pick it up and get to a point where you're looking and thinking, yeah, there's fully part of that pack, aren't they? Where a good run and they'll be climbing the table. And for Guiseley, the game against Chester in midweek was, for me, it felt like, because it has been a case, Guiseley haven't been playing too bad, but they've just not been able to get a goal. They've just not been scoring the goals that in some of the games the performances warrant. I will add the game against Blyth Spartans. If Ashton brought someone to that game, they'll have been rubbing their hands, because Guiseley were not very good last Saturday. But it is a banana skin for Guiseley. You know, I was at the game in the National League North a few years ago where Guiseley had about 18 shots. Ashton had one, and Ashton won 1-0. So Guiseley certainly know a thing or two about, you know, what could happen at that place on Saturday.
There's another Trans Pennine encounter taking place at Bradford Park Avenue on Saturday. Bradford Park Avenue hosting Marine, Cup upset Kings Marine. Let's hear now from the manager at the Merseyside Club. It's a welcome back to the show to Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the second round of the FA Trophy, let's firstly talk about the first round. It was always going to be a tough game against Dunstan. How nervy was it? How much of a good afternoon was it for yourselves?
Well, first half, we were very poor. Dunstan had the better chances and not the better of the game. And then we came out second half, and for 8 minutes, we were excellent, on top at the post a couple of times. But then the lights went out, as well documented, I think, in the national press. So, yeah, we got, obviously, the lights came back on. I thought we were very good again. We got 2-0 ahead. And then, you know, fair play to Dunstan. They had the right goal with us, and they scored a goal which was a handball, blatant handball, which the referee never gave, which obviously got them back in the game. And then they've been on top, really, and nicked their equaliser, and we've gone to a penalty shootout, and luckily enough, we've been able to come through it.
I mean, what a bizarre afternoon the whole thing must have been. I mean, how did you manage to, and I know it's the same for both managers, but how did you maintain focus and that? Because that it's extraordinary circumstances, isn't it? The whole floodlight thing, and then to go to penalties and that.
It is, yeah. I mean, obviously the problem, obviously we were playing Dunstan, and it wouldn't have been very nice for them to have to come back to us potentially in midweek. You know, so it was key that we got the lights on. You know, we all know how, you know, to travel and involved from Dunstan to Marine or vice versa. So yeah, but you know, both credit to both teams and staff that kept the players focused. To be honest, the game was probably quite dire up until the lights going off, and then came to life when they came back on. So I'm sure the fans were happier once the lights came back on.
Let's talk about the form more generally, because you've been sensational, haven't you? I think it's fair to say now top of the West Division and on a great run of form. I mean, what's the atmosphere like at the moment at the club?
The atmosphere is good. You know, every atmosphere is good anywhere when you win a football match. The problem we've had and is the amount of injuries, you know, that we've got. I think Saturday will be our 26th game of the season in a 16-week period. You know, we went to Widnes last week with basically no fullbacks at all and lads in midfield playing at the back, injured lads having to play. So, yeah, it's great credit to the players that we've been able to be picking up 3 points as we go, but we're coming to a really important period now, and it's important that, you know, we need to get back players back fit, or we need to look at potentially adding to the squad, because, you know, with the games we've got coming thick and fast, you know, games we need to be winning, and we need to be making sure that we can try and stay where we are at the moment.
Yeah, because it's a busy week coming up, isn't it? Because you've obviously Bradpack Avenue tomorrow, but you've got Leek next week, which is a huge game, isn't it, down in Staffordshire. So let's talk about Bradpack Avenue. What's your thoughts on this game this weekend? Because you're a horrible tie for them. I think I could say that.
I think in, you know, in anyone's case, when you're playing a team from below at this stage of any competition, it's always horrible tie, you know. But likewise, I'd say from a Bradford perspective, and same with us, if we got drawn against a team at home from two leagues below, then you'd be fairly happy with the cup tie, because, you know, that's the nature of the cup. I'm sure they're well aware of our exploits, you know, both last season and this. They've got a very good management team, experienced, played at the level, managed at the level for a long time and done well. So I'm sure that, you know, they won't be taking us lightly in any way, shape or form. They're a good side, and I'm sure they'll know that we're a good side. But on the day, it's who turns up, and looking at the weather forecast, it's probably what the weather's going to be like as well. I know it's cloudy, but it's quite open up there, so I'm presuming it might be quite windy as well.
Yeah, I was just remembering my visits to Bradford Park Avenue and looking out the window as you were talking, going, I wouldn't fancy going to Bradford Park Avenue in the weather like this on a Saturday.
No.
I mean, it's equal for both sides, isn't it? So it is going to be a bit of a battle. But are you looking forward to it tomorrow?
I always look forward to, you know, to football matches, and, you know, I always like to test myself, and the players like to test themselves against higher opposition. You know, the two leagues higher than us, and we've got some very good, experienced players. Yeah, they've had some different results, you know, lately, but that all changes when there's a cup tie. And as you said before, you know, knowing the squad that they've got and the management team they've got, they're well aware of us. So we know we've got to go up there and put on a massive performance. You know, expectation has obviously risen over these last 18 months in terms of what we can achieve. But we just got to look at each game. You know, the next game is Bradford Park, haven't you? We prepared for it. We know as much as we can on them. And we've got to perform on the day, and we'll see if that performance that we give on the day is good enough.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, speaking to me on Friday. Thomas, to use a cliche, but it is a big, big banana skin for Park Avenue.
Yeah, it really, you know, look, Marine are the, you know, you've said it, they are the team that if you want a team in non-league football, really, for a cup game, I think Marine are definitely high up there. You look what they did in the FA Cup where they... I think any other day they'd have beaten Wrexham. You know, it was that. It was literally that near to gaining the win in that first match, and then obviously to the replay. But, you know, for Park Avenue, their results have been a bit hit and miss. And, you know, they lost in a Yorkshire derby to another team you'll be talking about in a few moments, I believe. So it's going to be an interesting one for Mark Bauer, because he's kind of made this big point that, look, they are not underestimating Marine in the slightest, because they know just how good Marine are in the Cups, and with the aspirations Marine have got, kind of where they're looking to go forward.
Let's go to that other team then. This other game this weekend, Farsley Celtic taking on Stalybridge Celtic. Should be a very interesting game, this one. Can Stalybridge Celtic upset all the odds and progress here?
Well, it will be really interesting because obviously Farsley, you know, kind of had this managerial change and a lot's been made of that. It felt to me like a really important win against Bradford Park Avenue last weekend because it's a Yorkshire derby. They've obviously got this gap between league games with the trophy. So it was a good result for them. I think, you know, for Stalybridge, they'll be looking at this and thinking, we've got a chance here, you know, because Farsley, obviously, there is still that little bit of upheaval which has happened due to the managerial situation.
Let's go to Liversidge now. Liversidge taking on Lancaster City. They've beaten Basford, they've beaten Scarborough, they've beaten everyone else in their division as well. Lancaster City, are they the underdogs in this game, would you say? We had Mark Fell on last week and he said that I'm not the first person to suggest that about this tie. Liversidge are on fire at the moment.
Yeah, and I mean, they've been on fire for 2 years because they're kind of that team where the way that promotions were handed out, obviously, they were that team where they would have 100% gained promotion if the seasons had continued because the momentum that they have, and I think Lancaster will be looking and thinking, they've beaten two NPL Premier teams already. They don't know how to lose. That's, you know, as simple put as that. And this really is going to be an incredibly tough test for Lancaster City. And I genuinely do think Liversidge will be thinking, right, we've beaten two already, we can beat a third. So it's going to be a good contest, that.
Well, let's hear now from the manager at Liversidge. It's a welcome back to the show to Jonathan Rimmington. Well, Jonathan, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the very busy week that you've got coming up, just to talk about the last round of the FA Trophy, that fantastic victory over Basford United. If we could go back to that game, 2-0 down after 15 minutes or so. I mean, what was your thoughts and how pleased are you with the way you turned it around and got the victory in the end?
Yeah, the flow out were blocks, to be fair. About a minute before they scored, they put a cross across and they were close to getting on end of it and the front three were very direct and quick. And but apart from that, even before they scored second goal, we had about 5 minutes where we were getting in their final third and causing them problems and they broke away. They were quite good at breaking on us, but once after that first 15 minutes or so, I thought we were dominant, but not ever going to be, you know, running away with game because they were always a threat on the break and the counter. So when we scored the first goal on about 18 minutes, we were getting little half chances and things like that. So you could sense there was something. When they got the man sent off, I think it might have done them a bit of a favour because they sat back and it was again on counter, but It was a great spectacle, to be honest, for both teams. Both teams were at it, hammer and tongue, all the way through the game, and it was just probably the best game I've been involved with because of the quality of Basford, really. They were very good, you know.
I mean, when we spoke last time, we were talking about, you know, the great crowd that was there at Scarborough, and it's building, isn't it? And, you know, the form in the league this season has been phenomenal so far. And, you know, each time you progress in the FA Trophy, the big games just keep on coming, don't they? I mean, you've got Lancaster this weekend. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game coming up?
That's a different scenario altogether, like this one, because I think they're a little bit like us. They look quite a big team and, you know, quite physical. And I've tried to get as much information as I can. It's difficult because I've never seen them play. I mean, last Saturday, we didn't have a game, but I went to Worksop Shildon because we've got Shildon Tuesday and Worksop next Saturday. So it killed two birds with one stone, that, and I've watched a full game of Lancaster and I've done a little bit of research on them and it's going to be tough because they're no mugs either, you know. Mm. Everybody's that league above us is tough, isn't it? You know, every game's our league is. It's, listen, we've come into this just from counties where you'd get probably four or five really tough games through season and then, you know, they won't be as tough as these. These are more physical. Everything's more physical. Everything's a bit quicker. Everything's sharper players, sharper brains out there. You're dealing with ex-pros and things like that, which is, it's great for our team and our club to be up against it, I'll be honest.
Yeah, Lancaster got some quality in the squad, but so have you, Jonathan, to be fair. And you're going to need that squad, aren't you? Because, like you touched upon, it's a bit of a manic week coming up, isn't it, for yourselves, with that game against Shildon coming up. I mean, in the meantime, since that game against Basford, Mask have been catching up with their games in hand, and it's very tight up at the top, isn't it? So this game against Shildon, who themselves, you know, want to get involved in the automatic promotion race, this is a big game on Tuesday, isn't it?
Another tough game. You know, I mean, we watched them on Saturday with Worksop, and both teams, again, it was nothing given, you know. Everything you had to earn, the right to win that game, did Worksop at the end, but both teams tough. That they're going to come with a game plan to try and beat us. And one game after another, isn't it? Next week, three games in that week. Wow, I go through. I've been saying it from the start of the season. If we get through next week unscathed, we might be in with a chance. And then I do it every week. That's it. I bet the board would be now. They'd be fed up with me going, he's here again.
Well, this is it, isn't it? I mean, this is how phenomenal the season's been thus far. We've caught up numerous times now talking about one big game after another, and we're not even in December yet.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's mad. And final question, Jonathan, just, you know, we've already touched upon it, but three massive home matches coming up, if you include Worksop next week as well, Shield in midweek, Lancaster this weekend in the FA Trophy. How much are you looking forward to the challenge coming up over the next three matches?
I'm not really.
Better question then. Let me ask you a better question. How much are you looking forward to the atmosphere this week at the club?
Yeah. I don't mind the games. I don't really like the pre-match. I don't really like before games. I'm not one of these. I like it when we're on with it. And before the games, always a bit of a stress. And, you know, I like to be getting, once we're in it, then we're in it. I don't really like the before the game, you know, from that time, from 12 o'clock till 3 o'clock, I don't like it. My work is usually done during this week, you know, so try and get everything sorted out for the squad so they know what they're doing, you know. So that. Yeah, listen, I understand what your question is. Yeah, it's a massive week and we should all be looking forward to it, and hopefully three good crowds and get a bit of coffers in bank for club, and hopefully we're bringing fans in now, so people coming back. You know, that's the most important part of it as well.
And hopefully, Jonathan, as well. I mean, like you said, like we've touched upon here, the squad's in great form, the club's doing well on and off the pitch. You know, those crowds will stay.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? You know, that's what we're trying to build, and the things that we're trying to build off the pitch as well is important. It's just, it's amazing really from where we've come. It's unbelievable.
Jonathan Rimmington there, manager of Liversidge, speaking to me on Thursday. So Liversidge taking on Lancaster City. I think there's an argument to say this might be one of the ties of the round, but I think the next game is tie of the round. Matlock Town against Marsh United. Marsh, current league leaders of the East, very, very tight, admittedly up at the top. Matlock have been brilliant this season. I'm intrigued to see what Mask can do here away from home at Causeway Lane.
Yeah, and again, you know, you look at Mask with what they did in the FA Cup, and you know the way that they pushed Gates. Said again on another day, you know, they'd be looking and thinking we, you know, could have won that, and you know the replay was tight as well. So this is I think this is the tie of the round. You've got to say it, because both teams are going into this, both of them in great form. Both of them just having fantastic seasons. And it's that thing of how a cup run can help your league form as well, I find, because you get that. It never hurts you to just keep momentum going. And I think both teams will be going into this one thinking, let's do just that. You know, let's get another win. And, you know, if it's Mask, it'll be a brilliant win for them. If it's Matlock, it helps them keep that momentum up. And obviously, with how tight the tables are, you know, for both teams, keeping that momentum going really is crucial.
Well, let's hear the mood now at Mash United heading into this game. On Thursday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Carl Jarrett. Well, Carl, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to this huge game against Matlock this weekend, we caught up before the FC United game, and you know, we talked, you know, about the chances and your hopes for progressing, as well as catching up with the games in hand in the league. A few weeks later, you're through to the second round of the FA Trophy to take on Matlock, and you're top of the pile in the East Division. So how's it been the last few weeks?
Busy. Yes. You know, hard as well. Just trying to keep the numbers right and trying to keep the injuries down as much as possible, trying to keep players happy, which is a massive case as well, because when you're playing well and you're winning games, you don't really want to tinker much with your team. But obviously we're doing with a massive squad, so I've had to do that, and fair play to the lads, they've actually stuck in and you know, they've got us where we are at the present minute altogether. So I'm pleased, obviously massively proud of the lads as well for how we've progressed in the last few weeks and managed to get ourselves top of the league, and like you said, in the next round of the FA Trophy.
With the FC United game, you go 3-0 up. FC United come back at you and make it a bit nervy towards the end. Then you follow that up with that league game, and you're having to dig deep there, aren't you, against Pontefract Colts to get 3 points. And it's games like that where you look back upon it in April, May time and go, you know, it's performances like that that have done the business. So how difficult has it been the last few weeks, the last couple of weeks or so, just to keep the momentum going? Because it's not just scoring, is it? It's clean sheets too.
It is very, very hard. It has been hard, and that's why, you know, I admire all the lads. Respect for what they're doing, because it has been hard. That game against FC Manchester was very hard, and it was meant to be. You know, they're a good team, they're a top team, you know, they're in the league above us. Our expectations of that game were not for us to be 3-0 up. You know, we were hoping to obviously win the game and take it to them, but you know, after 6 minutes being 2-0 up, it was a massive result for us straight away. And you know yourself, once you get your third, I think it's handbrake on for a little bit, then they get back into the game, and then it was a bit nervy, as you said, because obviously you were there. And you look at the game, and it's a 3-2 at the end, and it was a bit nervous for them. But then what they have to do is they have to follow it back up, because they had a few little injuries on the Tuesday night. And you're all right, they have to dig deep against most probably one of the teams that we've struggled in and against in the last 3 years. Pontefract, they dig deep. Then they're a good team. They get in your face. They make it hard for you. They scrap. They fight for every ball. And it was a very, very, very difficult game, that game. And fair play to them, because they made it hard for us. But like I said, the lads, you know, I think we got a last minute winner in that, then about the 93rd minute. With a bit of class from Dale Hobson and a goal from Matty Tymon, so we were very, very pleased to get that. But we've gone from there, you know, ourselves. We had to play again on the Saturday, and then of course we had to play again this Tuesday. Now we've got a game Saturday, we've got a game next Tuesday, we've got a game next Saturday, and then one Tuesday after. So it's busy time at the present minute for us. So I'm at this minute, I'm just delighted the way we're going along.
So let's talk about Matlock this weekend. I think we're calling it this week as tie of the round, because it's the most intriguing one, really, to see what your side's capable of against one of the big hitters in the division above. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game this weekend at Causeway Lane?
I think exactly what you said. I think they are the big hitters. I mean, we're not expected to go there and win by a long mile. You look at what they are and what they're about. They're not sat at the top of that league for nothing. They're very good at what they're doing. They're going to be strong at home, which we know about. But you look at the way that we've performed against teams that are above us, just in the next level, as in the Premier League of it. We've done really, really well, and we've got a good record against teams that we've played in there. I don't even know, without sounding cheeky, I don't even know if we've been beat against a team above in the last 2 years in it. So, you know, I remember getting knocked out of Brackley and Spennymoor last year in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy. But we played the likes of Warrington, we've played the likes of South Shields, as you know yourselves, FC Manchester twice. You know, so we've done really well. So we have got a good track record, and we haven't really got anything to fear, because we're not expected to win the game. You know, we're in the league below. They're going to be favourites at home. We can just go and we can just try our best, like I always say, and let's see what comes of it.
And just a general thought as well, Carl, because like we touched upon here, you did have a hope that maybe with catching up the games in hand, you could claw that gap back with Liversidge. You've done it now. Easier said than done, but you have done it. You've just got to keep that momentum going now, haven't you, into December?
Yeah. At least in December, I think it quietens down for us, as in games, as in midweek, as I think we've got one Pickering at the beginning, and then I think we've got a weekend off, which the lads will really enjoy that one, which is the 11th, and then if we beat Matlock, obviously the Cleethorpes on the 18th will be off, and we'll play them, and then we haven't got Stockton until the 27th, which is a good gap, so it'll give us plenty of rest for the lads, and good training sessions and things to work on. So I just can't really wait till the games start going Saturday to Saturday, really, for us, so we can just concentrate and prepare instead of having to rush our preparation going into teams, even though we've done really well. Like I said, it has been really, really hard.
And looking forward to this weekend, Carl, finally?
Yeah, I am, because like I said, they're always big tests, and you always try to test yourselves against this just to see how your team's coming on and how they adapt to playing these teams, you know. And like I said, over the last 2 years, we've been fortunate enough to be playing these teams that are really, really good in and around us and above us. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Cal Jarrett there, manager of Manchester United, speaking to me on Thursday. Thomas Feeney's still with us as we run through the second round matches of the FA Trophy this weekend. We had Bobby Grant on the show last week. Radcliffe taking on Tamworth. That's a tough game for Tamworth, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you look at Radcliffe, and kind of obviously with what happened with Lee Fowler, there was this thing of, you know, what would happen. But Bobby Grant is this person who you look at and think, you know, really, he shouldn't be at NPL Premier level, in my opinion. You know, he's far too good for the level. And obviously he's been able to help the club during these last few weeks, and fair play to him, he's been doing a really good job. And I think for Radcliffe, they'll be looking at this as a game where they go, right, yeah, let's just keep going, you know, let's keep this nice bit of upturning form going and see where we can go from it.
Next game, and very, very intriguing this one to see how this will pan out. Warrington taking on Morpeth. It's been a big week at Warrington this week with Paul Carden leaving the club to join Telford. Who knows what's going to happen in this one? I certainly don't. I mean, are you going to be brave and make a prediction here, Thomas?
Well, I've got to say, you know, with Paul Carden, it kind of on Saturday evening it felt kind of, it was one of those where you put two and two together and you come up with a pretty logical answer what was going to happen, with Telford saying they'd been given permission to talk to a manager below the National League North, and then Warrington, kind of the umming and ahhing was that there was going to be a change. So, you know, I think for Warrington, the main thing was that they've been able to sort it out quickly and also sort it out logically as well, because Mark Beasley obviously knows the club, being part of that setup. And, you know, I think it's that thing of, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. And it wasn't broke, obviously, with Paul Carden getting a job a league higher. And obviously, with where Warrington are and their aspirations, you know, it was important to not have that uncertainty. So, you know, it's a big game for Warrington, because it's that thing of, you get a new manager, and I know he's been there, but this is him. This is his chance to really kind of put a marker on it and say, look, this is how we're going to play. This is what we're going to do. So I think for Morpeth, they'll be looking at this and thinking, this is a really important game for them, though, because, again, they are really in that mix of teams. And but then you look at their results, and, you know, they got a good point against Matlock, a good win against Grantham, a good win against Nantwich. So it's a fascinating situation to see what happens.
The remarkable thing about Morpeth is that I feel like they've been winning now for ages, just constantly winning. And they're still where they are in the league table. And last match this weekend in the second round of the FA Trophy, we had both sets of managers on last week. Whitby Town hosting Nantwich Town. How big is that equalising goal for Nantwich midweek at Buxton, do you feel, for Dave Cook and Nantwich, just to get a spark going, basically?
Yeah, I think that's what it felt like to me, was the circumstance of it, you know, right at the end, get the result, and it stops, you know, this little rut of results that they'd had. It's a really big point. You know, I think if it was a case of the results before hadn't happened, you'd be looking and thinking, that's a really good result, whatever. But considering the other circumstance that goes with it, it's a massive result, and one that, you talk about turning points in a season, and they'll be hoping that that's what it is. This is kind of the one where they go, right, now, look, we can get a point away at one of the favourites. Now let's see what we can do. Because you look at that Nantwich squad, and, you know, they've got a good manager, they've got a good squad. It's all there for them to go on a run. And maybe that could be that turning point. But obviously, they've got to keep that momentum up now. And this is an opportunity for them to try to do that.
Well, Thomas Feeney, a job well done, my friend. I think you did the first round, didn't you, as well, a few weeks back?
I did, and that one, I mean, you know, I don't know how you edited it down like you did, because I felt like I'd been talking for about 4 hours, but we got that one.
The beauty of the FA Trophy, and any competition really of that nature, is it gets easier as the rounds progress, because there's less games to talk about. That's the beauty of knockout competitions. Well, Thomas Feeney, a big thank you for joining us. Just before we go, I'm assuming you're going to Hurst Cross this weekend?
I'll be there watching, guys, seeing what happens.
Just before you go, just a quick plug for your work, not just about Geisler, but across non-league football. How could people follow you and your non-league musings?
Yeah, well, if you want to be bored, Richard, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Thomas Feeney.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining us this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big good luck to everyone in FA Trophy competition this weekend. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.